Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Christians protest rising persecution trends in India today, and they need your prayers. Then, learn about an exciting new angle on child sponsorship at AMG International. The details in just a moment. We'll begin today in India, where persecution has trended upward for years. But today, India's minority Christians were called on not to endure silently, but rather to make a public stand in pursuit of peace. A group called the National Christian Front organized nationwide protests for June 9th against the systemic violence done against them. Greg Musselman with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
It's kind of like they said, you know, we've had enough of this, and it's time to stand up together, and it's time to band together.
A report states that after the protests, a memorandum will be sent to India's president as a further emphasis.
They said, like, we want to draw attention to it and to put pressure on the BJP, which is a radical Hindu government that states that if you are Indian, you are Hindu.
Other minorities and organizations support the call for true religious freedom in India, where anti-conversion laws too often open the door for mob rule. If you're looking for a way to find your place in the story,
in terms of what we can do is to be praying. Let's pray that the church in India would be unified.
And also pray for respect and peace in the protests, that onlookers will recognize the difference Jesus makes.
And ultimately, that is what we want to see happen, is that the gospel of Jesus Christ will go forward in India, even through something like a protest, saying that we have the right to be able to share the message.
Elsewhere, the spiritually curious in the Middle East and North Africa can now grow in their faith through Sat7 Plus. The ministry has expanded beyond satellite TV now, reaching any device. It's a streaming platform like Netflix, Disney Plus, or Hulu. But Sat7's Joe Willie tells us there's nuance.
What is unique about Sat7 Plus is that it is free. And so this is free Christian content across the Middle East and North Africa, and it can be accessed around the world with the Sat7 Plus app.
Another key difference is that this streaming platform doesn't require users to log in or create an account.
There are places in the world, in the Middle East and North Africa specifically, where it is dangerous to be a Christian. So we are trying to be mindful of security and that people can access Sat7 Plus.
Nearly 1.3 million unique users have visited the platform, and they're not left on their own in their search. A dedicated team responds to and prays with viewers who want to dig deeper into the topics they encounter.
Sat7 doesn't just broadcast and then leave people to figure things out. We are also there for them on their faith journey.
Viewers can explore Arabic and Persian content, including discipleship programs, films, children's TV shows, and much more. Links and more can be found at our website. And finally, how might child sponsorship be leveraged to change the child's community for Christ as well? AMG International has wrestled with questions like this for years. They recently tested a new model that Brian Dennett says is used in other development scenarios.
But we wanted to heavily modify that to be church-centered, gospel-focused.
The basic idea means working with the sponsored child's parents.
We help them to learn how to dream, how to plan for their future, how to take stock of the resources that they have, and then consider what the gaps in their life are in realizing those dreams and hopes.
Pilot efforts in Uganda have had outstanding results. Dennett met a family on a recent Uganda trip. After a year of making and pursuing plans, they had new crops, a beekeeping business, and much more.
We consider these opportunities to start conversations, to love people well, and to show them Jesus through our work. So the gospel revolves around everything that we do.
Other ministries are working with AMG to bring economic strengthening alongside AMG's child sponsorships. Join them in praying for gospel opportunities. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.